If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
That right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is such a pleasure to have you with us on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Frankie Boyer, frankieboyer.com. And my first guest, oh my gosh, what a story. This is such an incredible story. So the question is, we all know Jane Goodall. I mean, who doesn't know the American icon, Dr. Jane Goodall, whose work with chimpanzees changed the way we all look at chimpanzees. Well, Dale Peterson is joining us today. And Dale Peterson is writing about a true story. The book is called The Ghosts of Gambi. And it is the story of Ruth Davis. Now, we don't know Ruth Davis, but she was an American volunteer at Dr. Jane Goodall's famous chimpanzee research camp in the Gombe Stream National Park of Tanzania, in East Africa, Tanzania in East Africa. And she walked out of the camp on July 12th, 1969. And Dale Peterson, tell us what happened.
Well, she didn't come back. And so that's that's the start of the book, and the principal puzzle of the book. Her body was found 6 days later at the base of a high waterfall. And so what I try to do in the book is to try to answer what happened. And I do that by studying, in essence, studying life in Jane Goodall's research camp site, where there were about a dozen scientists and volunteers working to study the chimps. I also write about that. They're the chimpanzees. I write about all of the people in the area, including the Africans, and try to create a portrait of a time and a place, a very remote place, essentially to answer the larger question, what happened to Ruth? And that's the book, Gombe, G-O-M-B-E, The Ghosts of Gombe. There are, in fact, ghosts that I also talk about in the book.
You're very familiar with Jane because you've written a book on her, The Woman Who Redefined Man. Tell me a little bit about Jane and her work.
Well, she's an amazing person who, as you pointed out, did this remarkable study of chimpanzees in 1960.
I mean, we really didn't know anything about them until the work that she did. She truly pioneered the field of chimpanzees.
She absolutely pioneered the field. And the reason nobody knew anything before then was people were terrified of chimpanzees, wild chimpanzees. They're very strong. They're volatile.
Yeah.
And everybody understood they're dangerous animals, dangerous wild animals. And Jane Goodall simply said, I don't believe they're dangerous, and I don't believe they will harm me as long as I act non-threatening myself. And she went into the forest by herself with her mother, and she had an African cook. The three of them set up a camp, and Jane began wandering through the forests at Gombe, letting herself be seen so that the chimpanzees recognized she was there, mm-hmm. recognized she was harmless. And this took an impressive kind of courage and determination that are part of Jane's character.
She didn't go after them. She just let them. She's so brilliant. You know, the psychology that right. she uses in her work right. as well is amazing. We could all learn from her.
Right. Yes. Yes. Previous researchers of chimpanzees and gorillas and others of the great ape group, you know, some of them came into the forest with guns. Some of them came with large expeditions of 50 people, and they all failed. None of them tried very hard. Some of them quit before they achieved anything. Nobody achieved any significant knowledge of wild chimpanzees until Jane, with her amazingly non-threatening presence, mm-hmm. broke through that puzzle of what chimps are, how they behave, who
right.
they are.
Right. And so in the book, in your new book, The Ghost of Gombe,
right.
you write it's a true story of love and death in an African wilderness. And so let's go back to the fact that when they found her body, was there any indication that the chimpanzees killed her?
No, there wasn't. And, you know, the body was severely damaged, but the logical conclusion was that it was damaged in the fall, falling down the waterfall there. So, you know, her skull was smashed, and it was a, you know, 30, 40-foot drop. Onto rocks. So, you know, we just don't know. There's no sign, no evidence. And, of course, it was very hard to have a thorough investigation in the middle of mm-hmm. a very remote part of Africa. But you know, the police did investigate. There was an autopsy afterwards. And there was a single piece of interesting evidence, which was that she was a researcher, and all of the researchers, when they were working in the forest, carried a tape recorder with them. So she had a tape recorder, and there was a tape in it, and that was the tape recorder was destroyed, but the tape was still intact. So they were able to play that back, and it was a recording of her experience as a researcher following chimps in the forest. So I think from that, it's probably enough evidence there that she was not depressed and about to jump off the cliff. So
No.
Probably we can rule out suicide.
Yes.
In the book, I do come to a conclusion of what happened, and it is a mystery, which I think I've solved as well as anyone can.
Well,
I mean, this happened
you're the biggest mystery. You're the biggest mystery of all because you have had the most unusual career. You became a carpenter after getting a PhD in English literature from Stanford University. Then
yes.
you left carpentry to become a professional writer.
Yes.
And you chose to write about subjects that you had no expertise or any previous experience in. And I mean, that is such an incredible story as well.
Well, thanks. I mean, I learned to write by studying other writers, so that was the PhD in literature from Stanford. I didn't want to be a professor, so that probably explains why I became a carpenter instead. And I feel that if you can write, you should be able to write about anything. And so that explains my lack of inhibition about trying new subjects. It did happen that, one of the people whose house I worked on as a carpenter was this young kid who had started his own computer company. He named the computer after a piece of fruit, and the company after a piece of fruit, and he was kind of a quirky guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve Jobs, and he gave me my first computer, and he encouraged
me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What an unbelievable... You, Dale, you... We... All right, perfect. What's the best website? How can people find out more about you?
Yeah, it's DalePetersonAuthor.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us, and what an amazing story.
Well, thank
you. The Ghost of Gombe. I'm Frankie Boyer. We'll be with you.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
This is Dr. John Duyard. You need to reset your circadian clock with the right herbal support. New Stanford research tells us that bacteria in the gut must change with each season. One study actually showed that deer, when they eat out of season, get such a level of indigestion it could kill the deer. The soil is loaded with good bacteria that change with each season and attach to the foods that we eat and the herbs that we take. If we eat foods that are processed or the herbs we take are sterile extracts, we miss out on the seasonal repopulation of our gut probiotics. The seasonal shift of our gut bugs is how we maintain our circadian rhythm. Circadian medicine is now Nobel Prize winning science, predicted to revolutionize modern medicine as we know it. At lifespa.com, we publish a free monthly seasonal eating guide with recipes for each month and a seasonal whole herb suggestion to help you reset your circadian clock and repopulate your gut bugs with each and every season. Go to lifespa.com and sign up for the free three-season diet challenge right on my homepage.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. On this program as well, and you just heard a commercial about the circadian rhythm and how we should be eating seasonally and all of that. So I finally broke down and did my 4-day cleanse, and I know that you worked with NBA players. I know that you've been an Ayurvedic practitioner for decades. But this 4-day cleanse, can I just share with all of you that on the fourth day, I had to run into the supermarket and get a few things for a very sick friend. And so I was running around, and I was with another friend, and all I could do was keep pulling up my pants because they were ready to fall off me. I'm not kidding. That's all I did, was try to keep my pants up the whole time I was in the supermarket. It was so fabulous. I was so excited. I have to tell you, I was so excited that this 4-day cleanse just, I mean, you know, I put on a jacket, a little jacket that I had that I couldn't, I always wore it open because I couldn't button it, and I was trying on outfits because I'm going out of town on Wednesday, and I was thinking, gee, I'd love to wear that jacket. Guess what? It buttoned. 4 days. I did a 4-day cleanse, and I did exactly what Dr. Duyard recommends, which is I did Khichdi, ghee in the morning. It's a free ebook. If you go to lifespa.com, everybody. And you want a little, I hate to say this expression, but you want like a Roto-Rooter experience of just cleaning yourself out for spring. This is the program. So it was painless. It was actually, I did not have any signs of hunger whatsoever. I was not hungry for the whole 4 days, doctor. Not one bit of hunger came through to me.
And that's a big part of it. You know, one is, of course, when you reset your ability to burn fat as a natural source of fuel, which we should all do every single spring, the natural effect is you lose weight. You have more stable energy, so you're not constantly craving. You even sleep deeper through the night and longer through the night, because that's how you, when you wake up a lot through the night, a lot of times it's because you're not burning fat, which is the fuel that burns for a long
absolutely.
Period of time. And you're just burning sugar, and you're up all the time.
One of the things that I just noticed for me was the recommendations are to use ghee and to increase the increments of ghee, which is ghee is clarified butter, for those of you that are not familiar. It's Indian, and it's it's clarified butter. And so I came up with, I think, one of the best, you might even want to tell everybody about this. I think I came up with one of the best ways to take the ghee. I put a little coconut milk, real coconut milk from the can, into my Vitamix. And I just put the ghee in with it and put the Vitamix on high. And it made it like I was eating whipped cream.
That's a really brilliant idea. Mixing it with, you know, almond milk, coconut milk, those kind of milks is a great idea. But blending it, it kind of froths it up, and I think that's even a great idea. I mean, you don't even notice you're taking.
Oh my God! It was like having dessert for breakfast. It was so, I was like eating it with a spoon. It was so yummy and creamy.
Yeah, it's sort of like the bulletproof coffee thing where they put ghee and coffee and blend it up and they whip it up. It's sort of a similar idea, and it works great. The ghee, really, you don't taste it when you do it that way.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was how I got around it. So I just want to give that little tip out to people. I thought it was kind of a fun way to do it. So I didn't feel hungry, but you know what? Emotionally. Isn't that interesting? You're not physically hungry, but there's that emotional piece that you want certain foods. You know, it's just kind of like you want when you can't have. But it's doable, and I want people to understand that it's a doable program. It's only 4 days. Anybody can do this. Anyone can do 4 days. You just have to plan your calendar. And I did. I was able to, you know, work around my schedule. It took me a while to figure out when I had 4 days that I didn't have events that I had to go to, and I did it. And I did it over the weekend, which helps as well. And but I was emotional. And I don't know, and I'm just being honest with everyone, I was extremely emotional during the 4 days. And I don't know if that's unusual or if that's pretty typical. But I'm not usually as emotional as I was for those 4 days.
Well, the other thing that happens when you actually burn fat is you release what Western medicine calls molecules of emotion and what Ayurveda calls mental ama, which is emotional toxins that we store in our fat cells. So when you reset the burning of fat, you detoxify chemicals, heavy metals, environmental pollutants. You burn the stable fuel. But you also release old molecules of emotion that are stored pre-recorded stress responses that we stuck away many, many years ago. And they're all of a sudden on your radar screen. And you're much more aware of those emotions as an opportunity to actually transform them. So when you see them and you're aware of them, you have the choice to either react to them, which we've been doing, you know, the same thing, the same dumb thing, reacting to our mother, our father in the same old way for years and years and years. Or you have door number two, which is also all of a sudden appearing, where you can actually open the door and transform and not react to that emotion and engage in behavior. And we coach people through that in our longer cleanse, the Colorado cleanse. We actually give self-inquiry exercises because the idea from the Ayurvedic perspective wasn't just to detoxify you, lose weight, get your body to balance, but it was to get your body to balance so you have more clarity and awareness mentally and emotionally so you can see more clearly old patterns of behavior you're engaging in that aren't serving you any longer, and then transform them and free yourself from old patterns of behavior. So you're free in your mind, because I think we all could agree it's our crazy mind that makes us, you know, that is the biggest, irritant and the biggest problem in our lives.
Yes.
And if we can get through those stresses, we're really free. So the idea was it wasn't just the body, it was the mind and the emotions as well were cleansing.
Yeah. And I love Khichdi, and I was a little sick of it on day four, no doubt about it. I did the straight, there are many versions of this, which is free on LifeSpar. And by the way, Dr. Duyard is doing a live podcast tonight on the keto diet, and many of you may wonder if that's the right diet for you. So go to LifeSpar for more information, LifeSpar.com. We're out of time, but there are many variations is what I want to say to this protocol, but I have to tell you that I am smaller. I don't weigh myself, I just don't, but I'm telling you, my pants were falling off me on Saturday. It was such a great feeling. Thank you so much, Dr. Duyard. Lifespa.com. And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. You can always go to biztalkradio.com and download the app. You can hear the shows anytime as well, and you can also get archives of the shows at Biz Talk Radio. So all that's available on the site. By the way, how many of you sabotage yourself? Yes. And then you say, why did I say that? Oh, why did I do that? What was I thinking? Or why didn't I say what I really meant? We all do it. Well, my next guest is going to help us understand that we can take that sabotage piece and turn it off. And we can really do that. And his book is called Life's One Law. And joining us today to talk about why we sabotage ourselves and what we can do about it is Dr. Aragos. And thank you for being with us today, Doctor. So,
providing me.
You have been helping patients with this sabotage piece, Dr. Philip.
Yes.
Aragos. Tell me, why do we sabotage ourselves?
Well, one of the things I discovered was that our sabotaging trait, I discovered that we actually have three traits that govern us and create our personality. And one of the traits is our sabotaging trait.
You have a free test on your website to take to see if you are one of those people that does self-sabotage, correct?
Yes, it's a short quiz that they can take under a minute, and they will receive not only their sabotaging trait, but the antidote to so they can switch it off at will.
Oh, and what's the website they go to?
It's sabotagequiz.com. So just sabotagequiz.com.
Okay. So you say nature's blueprint for repeatable success in life and business. That's your theme. What do you mean by that?
Well, within Life's One Law, I discovered a blueprint. I call it nature's blueprint. And this blueprint is what nature uses to bounce back from her problems and her storms. And we have the same power. So it's a six-step blueprint that you can follow in order to discover what step you're stuck in and then action steps for you to take to go to the next step so you can continually to go through this whole process so we evolve. And within the blueprint, what I discovered was a sabotaging trait that we have. And the sabotaging trait is there in order to bring conflict into our lives, in order for us to evolve and grow, or dissolve through fear. It's our choice. And when I discovered this, I remember looking at it and going, this can't be this simple. And through years, it took a couple decades of my life and going through thousands of patients, I was able to find out the antidote to switch it off at will. And when I used this with my patients, they were able to become more calm, which then will relax them more, which will stop cortisol and other destructive hormones that would constantly enter their body, causing flare-ups. And then I realized that my business owners were also making major breakthroughs because they were also blocking their own success through business. So the sabotaging trait is in us. You cannot get rid of it. But it's essential to us in order for us to grow because we would be so complaining about, you know, hey, my life is so boring because everything went well, right? We're not here. We're here for the conflict. We're here for the challenges so that we can feel great about overcoming some of the barriers that we've gone through.
So let's talk about what your patients have come to you. Give us some examples of sabotaging traits that we all have.
Okay. So one of them could be that the person that just can't say no, that they are oversupplying themselves, and that's what I call the supplier saboteur. That's what I call that sabotaging trait. It's the person who needs to overly supply, overly give to everybody else, and not focus on themselves because somewhere along the line they were told that's selfish. But they misunderstand. They misunderstand selfishness. It's not selfish. It's actually self-nourishing. It's very important to replenish yourself. Without it, you can't. The tree does it. Why won't we? And it's nothing about, it's trying to find that balance between giving and taking and being okay and not feeling so guilty to take for yourself. And then you find that yourself in that nice little loop that things are more balanced. But as soon as that person overly gives and doesn't take care of themselves, then they go into this whole process of sabotaging themselves.
Give us another example of what we do in our daily lives.
Another person could be the one who's scattered, the one who is starts one project and doesn't finish and starts another one and another one. Now they have 14
yes.
different projects, and they never finish it. They can get to 99% of getting it done, and they'll do something else. And because they're bored, and they're too scattered, and they're not in a really clear picture. So they like to wing it. They don't like authority. So these are the things that they sabotage themselves because they actually have a chemical imbalance as well, not only behavioral, where their brain chemistry is not making them clear and focus. So they need both looking at what they can do on a physical level, but also behavioral once they use their antidote to become more clear and aware and then following through in those things. It actually, they love chaos. It brings chaos. Chaos actually stimulates their brain. That's why they constantly have to have that in their lives. And once they realize they don't need it, it's a whole shift in their whole being.
You just described the ADD-ADHD personality.
Yes, and with a little bit of a kick where that's really, we need to have that. That's essential to that particular person who has that sabotaging trait. And once they learn it, I have so many different business clients who now they see why they're all over the place, why they're not successful. And you have to realize this. People have to realize that the reason why they're not successful is because it's actually more painful to be successful than to be where they're at, whether or not it's losing weight, whether or not they're getting to the next level or they're increasing their clients or whatever the case may be, because it's an illusionary thought that basically it's going to be more painful. You know, if I bring more new customers in, what's going to happen? Well, I may never see my family again. Or if I lose weight, then I might have other different negative aspects. So on a subconscious level, we always keep ourselves where we're at, and that's why a lot of people don't get to the next level, or they get to the next level and they freak out, and they make sure they sabotage themselves to go back to where they were.
So this quiz that you're offering in your book, tell us more about the quiz and how that works.
So when you go onto the website, they click on...
And give the website again, please, Doctor.
It's a sabotage quiz. It's sabotagequiz.com. They come to the website and they have a choice. They can get personal problems or they can for solutions or business solutions. So if they click on either one of those links, they'll go to a question. They'll have 9 simple questions they answer. And once they answer, whether or not it's very often, rarely, or sometimes, they'll come up with why they're having those problems and why they sabotage themselves. Now, within that page, I tell people, look, if you've been through a lot of therapy, you've been through coaching, you may be very balanced, but I want you to go back and answer those questions when you were like a teenager or a young adult. Because I don't care, you know, 95% of your life could be going great. We're talking about that 5% that's not, that you want to really work on to get to the next level. So
right.
When they have that quiz, they'll actually come up with an entire page telling them what their sabotaging trait is, explain it to them, and then what antidote they use in order to do that. Now, that's just one of the traits. There's a couple other ones, but it really gives them an understanding of why they've sabotaged themselves all their life. And what's really cool is that they can now predict the future. When they're stressed, when they feel uncomfortable, resistant, that's when their sabotaging trait is really being enacted. And all they need to do is work on their antidote, and then from there they can switch it off.
So give us the antidote. Give us the antidote for the person who does 99 different projects at one time.
Okay. So there's the antidote I give is the basic antidote. There's more different, you know, more complicated, not complicated, more deeper thought processes. But it's basically to become aware and follow through. They need to become aware that they are being so scattered. They're being aware of why they're doing this particular thing, and they have to follow through. They need to make sure that they actually talk themselves into following through, then talk themselves out of it. So that's a basic type of antidote that they've been using. I've had many people text me an hour later and say, I can't believe how quickly this is working for me.
And it's all available on the website. So give us the website. And fascinating stuff, Doctor. Fascinating.
Thank you. Well, it's been 27 years of my life. I've discovered it 27 years ago, and it's now over the thousands of patients. I really feel comfortable giving out to the masses now. And it's a sabotagequiz.com. And in the book, when you go to Sabotage Quiz, you can scroll down a little bit more, and there'll be the book there, and you can order the book. There's free chapters. Okay, they can check it out. And I also give them a free gift. It's one of the most powerful techniques I know to neutralize stress. It's a video I give them. So they can look at the free chapter.
We got to run. Thank you, Doctor. We'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and KyoGreen Harvest Blend Immune Defense. KyoGreen Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
On the road again. And welcome back. Well, of course, why would we expect anything else from the son of our travel guru, Rick Steves, who was just on a couple of months ago? It's Frankie Boyer. Welcome back, everybody. Biz Talk Radio. Joining us now is Andy Steves, which of course is the son and of Rick, and his new book, very cool book by the way, is Andy Steves Europe: City Hopping on a Budget. Amsterdam, Barcelona, Berlin, Budapest, Dublin, Edinburgh, Florence, London, Madrid, Paris, Prague, Rome, Venice, or Venezia. And welcome. It's nice to have you with us, Andy.
Hi there, Frankie. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. So you're an entrepreneur, a podcaster, coffee snob, amateur cyclist, and an award-winning author. How could you not love travel with a dad like that? That must have been so amazing growing up with your father. How many times have you been to Europe? Can you even count?
I don't count, so I don't really count.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, he would go over, he spends about 3 months in Europe each year, and so we would always go on family trips to kind of break up that long trip of his own. And so my sister and I would go visit him wherever he was. It could be the Black Forest in Germany 1 year, maybe Switzerland another, and maybe the west coast of Ireland the following. But man, Frankie, when Rick Steves is in Europe, he's working. It's tough work, and I've never seen somebody work as hard as he does. He goes, checks out all the hotels, and then runs around with a local guide updating his sites, and then
yeah,
he goes around to the restaurants. And when you're a hungry 13-year-old, all you want to do is eat a cheeseburger and call it good. But he has to go all the way down the street and back up, checking out all the restaurants. So if you ask me, like, did I enjoy it? I was on the fence, we'll put it that way, growing up. But I did pick up a ton of travel skills thanks to traveling with him. He taught me how to use the metro system in Paris when I was 8 or 9 years old. We'd run around and I would get to meet all these different hotel owners and restaurateurs. And I worked as a tour guide for his company during the summers. I was an assistant guide while I was doing my undergrad at Notre Dame. And then I studied abroad in Rome in the spring of 2008. I can't believe it. It's a decade ago. And that was a completely different experience altogether, because I actually got to integrate and plug in a little bit to the local
yeah.
culture. And that's
yeah.
really what set me off on the course that I'm on today.
So you love travel, but you say that you can do these 3-day city adventures, and you have all of the ins and outs. And what I love about this book is that it's really from a perspective which I've never seen, quite honestly, is from a younger person's perspective. And as much as we all love the advice your dad gives, but for young people, and all ages, but especially young people, getting it right from you is so cool.
Well, I feel like we've really hit the sweet spot, because you're right. What I was doing up until even recently is I was traveling around with like 3 different guidebooks. I was definitely using my dad's for kind of the historical and cultural information, which I think, I'm not biased or anything, but I think it's the best out there.
It's the best. No, he's absolutely.
I can't afford his restaurants. I can't afford his hotels that he recommends these days. So I was like, I was still having to look outside of that for getting that food, and then also for nightlife. So I was like, there has to be something that I can do to help young budget travelers. And it's budget travelers of any age. You mentioned the recommended 3-day itinerary. You could spend a lifetime in a city like London or Rome and still finding new neighborhoods on a daily basis. But I understand most Americans will travel to Europe and really only have a couple weeks to see as much as they can. So I understand that most people are going to be visiting these cities for 3 days, 4 days
right,
at a time.
Right.
So that's what I've built around to each city chapter.
It's kind of like
to really make the most of that.
It's kind of like the sophisticated Frome's Europe on $10 a day. I'm dating myself, but that's what I did.
Yeah. So my dad has kind of made this correlation between Frommers was like $10 a day. My dad really got his start on encouraging Americans to spend 3 weeks in Europe. So Frommers focused on budget. My dad focused on time. And what I've done is really utilized and leveraged modern technology. It's incredible the supercomputer that we have in our pocket in the form of a smartphone. And I can walk down the street. I can FaceTime my cousins or, you know, family members around the world. I can stay connected all the time. I can use my smartphone to book last-minute flights or accommodations. And so I've really integrated my best tips that I've been using on the road with smartphones into each, you know, not just the beginning and end of the book, but I also mentioned city-specific apps and information that people can check out in each chapter.
Which is very cool, which is very up to the minute, which is very appropriate for young people, because that's what you guys do. That would you consider yourself a millennial? You're a little younger or right there?
I am let's see, I'm 87. 1987 was, so I think that puts me right in the middle of it.
You are.
Right? So yeah. Technically, yes. And then, like I said, it's relevant for everyone going to Europe. My background especially is the university student demographic that might go to Florence or Barcelona for a semester. They have 3-day weekends, and so they zip around to Amsterdam, Dublin, Madrid on these longer weekends. And I just saw so much opportunity to see so much and experience so much. And I also saw what a shame it is for people to go all the way around the world and not experience these cities the right way. So, so I'm really motivated to help people experience as much as they can on these shows.
I love this book. It's fabulous. It's Andy Steve's Europe, City Hopping on a Budget. Pick it up. It's a fun little book. It fits into your purse and anywhere, a pocket. It's really a great little guidebook as well. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Good things are going to be happening for you. I can just tell you're on to something big here. And we thank you for your time today.
Thanks for the kind words, Frankie, and happy travels.
Yes, happy travels. And as your father said, bon voyage. And thank you all for being with us today. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.